Christian Audio presents Holy Hustle, Embracing a Work Hard, Rest Well Life, written and read by Crystal Stein. To Matt and Maddie, for always believing in me, these words would not exist without your encouragement, love, and prayers. You are my greatest blessings and the best parts of my story. I found my daughter at my desk the other morning, cartoons playing on the iPad while she pretended to work like mommy. Although a few years ago, her preschool class looked at me blankly when I tried to explain my job as a freelance writer on career day, she loves that I work from home. Her desk in her room is set up to reflect mine, and she comes in frequently to borrow staplers, tape, and sticky notes as she works on her own books. Her stories, illustrated with stick figures, I always have a triangle on my head to represent my faux hawk hairstyle, consist of the adventures our family takes. But isn't that what the best books do? Invite you to join in the special moments of everyday life? Madison, who is 6 years old and getting ready to start first grade, loves that her mommy writes books. She sees the huge sticky notes on my wall and tracks my progress, asking me to read her chapter titles of Holy Hustle and cheering for me when I complete a new section. My girl is my mini-me in so many ways. She is creative, inspired by beautiful sunsets, and loves chocolate. Her big brown eyes look just like mine, and she craves good stories, big hugs, and encouraging words. She wants to be a teacher, an artist, a writer, and a mommy when she grows up. And when Maddie puts her mind to something, no one can stop her. Stubborn? Maybe. Persistent? Without a doubt. Holy Hustle is the legacy I hope to leave her, the story of my life, God's work in my heart, and lessons for working hard and resting well. I hope she learns those lessons far earlier than I did. This is the story God has developed in me over more than 10 years. A mural created out of brokenness, failure, and shame now turned into something that looks incomprehensibly different. Those pieces of my story I wanted to hide have been transformed into a story of hope and contentment and a new definition of success. In this book, we'll unpack why Holy Hustle is different from the world's view of hustle, how we can choose serving over striving, and what God says about work and rest. We'll also discover how we can apply the lessons we learn to our lives. I hope you have a pen, a highlighter, and a notebook or journal nearby. This book is meant to be used well. In each chapter, you'll hear part of my story, and then we'll dig deeper into scripture. Whether you read your Bible on your phone, on your computer, or in a physical book, you'll want to have it handy to get the most out of those sections. And then, because my voice is just one I pray will encourage you from these chapters, I'll share a Holy Hustle story from a woman who inspires me. I want you to hear from some women who are walking with us as we make room in our lives for work and rest. You'll find a variety of stages of life, levels of influence, and job titles. Here's an example of what to expect from my friend Amanda. God has taught me hustle is not a bad word by allowing me the grace of working alongside hardworking, Jesus-loving teammates who do excellent work for His glory and not their own. The more challenging a problem or project, the more we dig in together and give our best efforts to achieve the best result. My team has taught me that a dedicated, diligent work ethic can be a means of grace. We give our best to the work the Lord has given us to do, and we marvel as He takes our flawed efforts and brings forth fruit that only He can. Holy Hustle, for me, means working hard and resting hard, and trusting the Lord in both. When I need help maintaining that balance, I turn to two scriptures. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor over it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman stays alert in vain. In vain you get up early and stay up late, working hard to have enough food. Yes, He gives sleep to the one He loves. Psalm 127:1-2. God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love that He had for us, made us alive with the Messiah even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. Together with Christ Jesus, He also raised us up and seated us with Him in the heavens so that in the coming ages He might display the immeasurable riches of His grace through His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:4-9. I hope you'll see your story and a new way to view hustle as you listen to these stories from women who have been called to do many different
Sample complete. Ready to continue?